We're picking up on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. Now, even though in our Gemaras, it's a very long Mishnah, it's printed as one long Mishnah, these are really different Mishnahs, or just printed and put all together, so they deal with different halachas, different issues. So we're 10 lines down, and that's going to be really a new point, different than what the Mishnah up until now had been talking about. So I think we learned that the Kohanim are broken up into groups called Mishmaros, and each Mishmar would serve in the Beis HaMikdash for a week. And within each Mishmar, they are further divided into Beis Avs, into households, and each Beis Av would work for one day of that week. Also, the fast days, when it rained, there's first a set of three fasts, then another set of three fasts, and then finally a set of seven fasts, and each set became more and more strict, because it had gone longer and longer without rain. So we're picking up again 10 lines down. Shalosh Tanios Harishonos, in the first set of three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin. So the Kohanim who are working in the Beis HaMikdash that week should fast part of the day, but they should not complete the fast. V'Anshei Beis Av, the people who are working in the Beis HaMikdash on that day, Lo Hayu Mis'anin Klal, they would not fast at all. We'll see Rashi why. Shalosh Shnios Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin U'Mashlimin, in the second set of three fasts, the people working Beis HaMikdash that week, the Mishmar, would fast and complete the fast. V'anshei Beis Av Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin, and the people who are working that day in the Beis HaMikdash would begin fasting but not complete the fast day. Sheva Achronos, is the final set of seven fast days. Eilu V'eilu Mis'anin U'Mashlimin, both the people working the Beis HaMikdash or the people working that whole week certainly would complete the entire fast. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. V'cham Omer Cham said, Shalosh Tanios Harishonos Eilu Ve'Eilu Lo Hayu Mis'anin Klal. Nope, they're more lenient on the first set of three fasts. No one, neither the Mishmar or the Beis Av, would fast at all. Shalosh Shnios, but on the second set of three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin, the people who are working that week in the Beis HaMikdash would begin the fast but not complete it. Va'Anshei Beis Av Lo Hayu Mis'anin Klal, but again, the Beis Av who is working that very day would not fast at all. Shavachronos, in the last set of seven fasts, Anshei Mishmar Marathanin U'Mashlimin, the people of the Mishmar working that week would fast and complete the fast, V'Anshei Beis Av Mis'anin V'lo Mashlimin, but the household that was working in the Beis HaMikdash that day would begin the fast but not complete it. Let's see Rashi on that. About eight lines down from the top wide lines in Rashi, Anshei Mishmar Shel Oso Shabbos, the Kohanim who are working that week, so they would begin the fast, v'lo mashlimin, but not complete it. Shadayin ein chamurin kol kach, because the early fasts are not yet so strict. U'begumar mafarsh, and the Gemara will explain, the reason is shema techaved havoda al anshei beis av. Maybe the people who are assigned that day, the work, the avoda beis amin, shall be too much. Shayo ovdin oso yom, it would be too much for people working that day. U'boin hein l'sayim, and therefore the mishmar who was working that week were responsible to come and help them. And if they would be fasting, they wouldn't have the strength to do the avoda. That's why we prefer them not to be fasting. Rashi explains that the mishmar would be divided into seven bati avos, corresponding to the 7 days a week. Each beis av would serve one day. Okay, that's it. We'll learn more in the Gemara about this. Continuing the Mishnah, we're now going to learn some halachas about the Mishmar and Beis Av that have nothing to do with fasting for rain. The second white line in the Mishnah, Anshei Mishmar Mutarin Lishtos Yayin Belelos. The people who are serving that week are allowed to drink wine, but only at nighttime. Avalo B'yamim, but not during the daytime. V'Anshei Beis Av, but the people who are serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, lo b'yom vo b'layla, are not allowed to drink wine at all, not in the day nor in the nighttime. Anshei Mishmar v'Anshei Maimed, the Kohanim who are working in the Beis HaMikdash that week, the Anshei Mishmar. And similarly, the Anshei Maimed, the Gemara explains that there were certain Yisraelim who would be appointed to come to the Beis HaMikdash or stay in their cities and daven that the Karbanah should be accepted. So those Yisraelim who are davening that week, the Kohanim and the Yisraelim, Asurim Milasaper Umilachabes, they are not allowed to get a haircut or to wash their clothes that week. Ubachamishi Mutar Ibne Kabbalah Shabbos, but on the Thursday of that week, they would be allowed to get a haircut or wash their clothing, out of for Kavod Shabbos. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Rashi Anshei Maimed. Who are these Anshei Maimed? Echad Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Hakavuim Ba'umdin. The Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim who are set aside. Umispalin Al Karban Acheim and Davin for the carbon of their brothers. Shikabel L'Ratzon. That it should be accepted by Hashem. Ba'umdin L'Sham V'Shas Avodah. They would stand there at the time of the Avodah, the Beis Hamikdash. Teheach Karban. Now, why would we have such people? Teheach Karbano Shel Adam Karev. Vuhu Eino Omed Al Gabav. The Gemara says, how is it possible that the carbon should be offered for someone and he's not there? In the Gemara, in the last paragraph of our Masechta, looks when, and therefore, there would be representatives for all of Klal Yisrael to be there and daven for the carbon. Mutar and Lishdos Yayin, so the people who are working that week could drink wine during the daytime, during the nighttime. So Rashi explains, Lav Gabi Taina Sitmar, this is not said regarding fast days, this is a completely separate halacha. Since our mission is discussing the halachas of the B'nai Mishmar, the quantum working that week, we bring it. The Lelos, they're allowed to drink wine at night. We don't have to worry that maybe the service in the Beis HaMikdash will become too heavy for the Beis Av, and the Mishmar will have to help. Why? They already saw that before evening, the Karbanos had stopped. Because you offer karbanos, you begin offering them only during the daytime. V'lo kav da havoda, and it wasn't too much. She'aviu rov karbanos v'lo yaspiku v'nei beis av. It wasn't that they had brought so many karbanos and the beis av couldn't do it on their own. Shel oso yom of that day. Utzrich and elu l'sayim, and the mishmar would have to come and help. No, that's not the case. And therefore they're allowed to drink wine. What would be the problem of drinking wine? V'arei einan ru'in l'avoda mishum shechras. And because otherwise they would not be able to do the avoda because you can't work in the Beis HaMikdash when you're drunk. But the Anshei Beis Av, continuing Rashi, Asurin Beim Yom Beim Laila, the Kohanim who are working that day in the Beis HaMikdash are not allowed to drink wine in the day or in the nighttime. Why? Lefishayu Mailin Kol Halaila Ivarim Upidarim, because all night they would bring the limbs and the fat shepakum al mizbeach that would come off of the mizbeach, would pop off of the mizbeach. Inami lo gamru b'yom, or if they just didn't finish in the day, gamru b'layla, they would finish up the kabanos at night. Avlanshe, so therefore, the Beis Av would work during the day and during the night time, and therefore, they can't drink at all. Avlanshe mishmar ainu tzricha l'sayim b'layla, but the Anshei Mishmar wouldn't have to help at night. L'hafeich b'mazlig, to just turn over with the fork type tool that they would use to turn over the karbanos. The Beis Av Yochel Hasrik Levad Hipa Chamaracha, because the Beis Av can do it alone at nighttime, just flipping everything over on the fire. So again, the Beis Av who is working that day cannot drink in the day or nighttime because they need to be doing the avoda, and the Mishmar who are working that week couldn't drink during the daytime because they needed to be available to help out if it got too much during the daytime. But during the nighttime, there wasn't so much to do, so we didn't need their help, so they could drink at nighttime. Similarly, we learned in the Mishnah that the Mishmar and the Maimon are not allowed to get haircuts or wash their clothes that week. Rashi says, Asurin l'sapur l'chabes, mishenichnesu l'mishmarasam shalosu Shabbos. Once they enter their Mishmar, their turn that week, they have to get a haircut beforehand. But time of Farsh B'Gemara, they will explain why. The Chamishi, but on Thursday, shall mishmar some of their work in the Beis HaMikdash. Mutarin, they're allowed to get a haircut. Why? Derech rov v'nei adam li'stap erev b'chamishi. Most people get a haircut on Thursday. Vlo be'erev Shabbos and not on Friday. Mifnei Torah, because it was a big bother and they were too busy on Fridays. Okay, back into the Mishnah. Again, just another separate halacha. I think we also learned earlier, there's a Megillah called Megillah's Tainus, which listed minor holidays, and you weren't allowed to, on some of those days, you weren't allowed to fast, but you were permitted to have a eulogy, and on some days it was even stricter, and you weren't even allowed to have eulogies. So the Mishnah says, we're on the fourth wide line of the Mishnah, Kolakasim Megillah's Tainus, for Megillah's Tainus, Delola Misbud. So any day which is written in Megillah's Tainus, which is said, you're not allowed to eulogize on that day. L'fan of Asr, l'achar of Mutter. So it's similarly not permitted to say a eulogy on the day before that day, but is permitted on the next day. Rav Yossi Omer, l'fan of Ula Achar of Asr. Rav Yossi knows Asr not only on that day, but both the day before and the day after. But delo lehisana, but if the Miguel's Tainus simply says it's a day when you're not allowed to fast, but you're allowed to eulogize, so it's a more lenient day. So Tanakama says the fun of ulachar of mutter, it's permitted both the day before and the day after. And Rav Yossi Omer the fun of usr lachar of mutter. Rav Yossi says it's usr the day before, but mutter on the next day. Let's see Rashi on that. But Miguel's Tainus. I'm sorry, kol akasav Megillas Tainus delo lemispud, but whenever the Megillas Tainus says that you can't do a eulogy, de'is yomei delo lehisana, there's some days when you're not allowed to fast, umiksasun dechamiri tfein, some are even more strict, delo lemispud, and you're not allowed to do a eulogy, va'osun shem chamurim, and those that are more strict, va'asurin behesvid, and are forbidden to make a eulogy, lefan of asr behesvid, similarly as asr to make a hesvid the day before. Because maybe you'll come to make a eulogy on the day itself, which is prohibited. But the next day, the following day, would be permitted. Once the day passed, the holiday passed, we don't have to worry about anything. In those days which are not so strict and are not forbidden in eulogies, and are only forbidden in fasting, which says Tanakhama says before and after will be permitted. Okay, and Rav Yossi is Machmir the Mishnah. Continuing in the Mishnah, we had seen this quoted earlier on Daf Yud. Ein gozrin tanis al tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. We don't decree a fast on the community for the if it's the first fast of a bunch of fasts on a Thursday. Why? Shlo lafkia hasharm, so we should not ruin the prices in the market. The first set of three fasts should be on Monday, Thursday, Monday. And the second set of three fasts will be on Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Just like the first set cannot start on Thursday, so too the second set cannot start on Thursday, and nor can the last set begin on Thursday. Let's see Rashi on that. Last thin line in Rashi. Shelo lahafkia es hasha'arim, to not ruin the prices. Why? Kishiroin ba'ali chaniyos shekonin lamotze yom chamishi shtei sudos gedolos. When the store owners will see that the people are buying on Thursday evening food for two big meals, l'leil chamishi, for Thursday night to break the fast, v'achas a Shabbos, and one for Shabbos, Sivurim Shabba Ra'av Olam, they'll think that there's a famine coming to the world, Umiyakarin Umaskiyan Hashar, and they will make everything much more expensive and raise the prices. Avalmi Shehizchilu Lihisanos, but once we've begun fasting, we fasted on Monday, now we're fasting on Thursday, Yodin She'inon Elamif Nehatanis, they never know that it's just because of the fast day, but not that there's any major change, and there's no reason to change the prices. Okay, back to the Mishnah. And the last halacha of the Mishnah, Ein gozrin tanis al hatzibor b'roshi chadashim v'chanaka u'bepurim. We do not declare fast days on the community on Rosh Chodesh or in Chanukah and Purim, because they're meant to be happy days. V'im hitzchil, but if we began fasting, let's say we began a set of seven fasts, and then one of those fasts lands on one of these holidays, Ein mafsikin, so we don't stop fasting. Once we've set these fasts up, we fast even on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, that is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Af al pi she'amar Rabbi Gamliel ein mafsikin, even though Rabbi Gamliel says that we don't cancel the fast, Moda haya she'ein mashlimin. He agrees that we do not complete the fast, so we'll begin the fast, but we won't fast the entire day. B'chein tisha b'av shechalios me'er Shabbos, and similarly, Rabbi Meir says, if Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, nowadays that can't happen based on our calendar, but before there's a set calendar, Tisha B'Av could fall on Friday. So if Tisha B'Av would fall on Friday, we would fast, but we would not complete the fast. We would break it late Friday afternoon. Rashi, second wide line in Rashi, towards the end of the line, Barosh Yechadashim, we don't fast in Rosh Chodesh, to Ikri Moed, because the Torah calls it a holiday, But v'im hischilu, if they began, what does that mean? Shekiblu tanis mikodem lachin, they had already accepted upon themselves the fast. V'nichnas behen Rosh Chodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh landed on one of those fasts. Ein mafsikin, we don't stop the fast. Dafagav the ikri moed, even though Rosh Chodesh is called a holiday, luksev v'yom mishta v'simcha. It's not, nor does it say that it must be a day of, meals and sudas and celebrations. And therefore, even though we prefer not to fast, if the fast has already been declared, we will fast. Rambam says, but shame ashlimim, we won't complete the fast. Lisanus kol hayom, to fast all day. El ochlim samach la'erev, we eat close to evening time. Rashi explains, we saw this Rashi quoted earlier. Rashi says this earlier also. Megillas Tainis nichtava b'yamei chachamim, that the Megillas Tainis, this list of holidays, was written in the times of Chazal, before anything else was written. Afav hishleo kosu in halachos, even though in general they weren't writing down the halachos. Behind the diktani, that's why the Gemara says, kol akasav b'megillas Tainis, any day which is written in Megillas Tainis. Ki'ilu ha'yamikra, as if it is a pasuk. We refer to it as being written in Megillas Tainis, because it was the first of the Torah Shebaal Peh to be written down. Okay, let's begin the Gemara. Seder Tanios Ketzad, Motzina Sateva. So we quote the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this is what we do on the fast days. So the Gemara says, Vafilu B'Kamaisa. Is this what we do even on the first set of fasts? Because again, remember, there was a set of three fasts, another set of three fasts, and a set of seven fasts. So the Gemara says, do we do this even on the first set? We're a Minu, but we have a Brayta which contradicts this. Shalosh Tanios Rishonos Ushnios, the first and second sets of three fasts. Nichnasin lebeis haknesses, we go into the shul. Umispalin kedeuch shemispalin kol hashana kulam, we daven like we daven all year long. Uvesheva achronos, and on the last set of seven fasts, motzian es hateva l'rechova shalira, we take the ark into the street, out into the street of the city. Venosin efer al gabi hateva, and we put ashes on the ark. Uberosh hanasi, and on the nasi, uberosh avbeisin, and on the head of the court. V'kol echav echad nosin barosho, and every person puts ashes on his head. Rinasin omar efer mikla, Rinasin says, like our Mishnah says, it must be burned ashes. Hein mevi'in, they would bring. So you see that this verse says they would only go out into the street, and they would only do all these things on the last set of fasts. Omar Rav Papa said, kitznan nami masnisin asheva achronosnan, so too our Mishnah, even though it doesn't specify, it means specifically on the last set of seven fasts, only then would we do all of these things. Let's see Rashi on that. Afilu b'kamaisa, motzian es hateva, would we bring the ark out? Bitmya, it's a question. Would we even do this on the first ones? So we answer no. Kiktani nami masnisim, when our Mishnah was taught, Seder Tanias Ketzad, when it teaches the order of the fast, v'seder Tanias Achronos Kamairi, again referring to the last set of seven fasts. Continuing the Gemara, Uberosh Hanasi, we would first put it on the Nasi and then on the Avbezdin. So the Gemara says, Vahadar Tani Kol Echad V'Echad Nosim Veroshin. Only afterwards would all the regular people put the ashes on their head. Eini, is this so? Is this really how they would do it? Vahatani, but we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Begedula, when we're talking about something of greatness, something to be proud of, maschilin min agadol, then we begin with the greatest person and work our way down. Ubeklala, but when we're dealing with a curse, we're dealing with something bad, maschilin min akatan, we start with the lowest or the youngest, and we work our way up. Maschilin begedula, maschilin min agadol, when it comes to greatness, we begin with the greatest person. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon ula Elazar uli Tamar, that Moshe said it to Aharon and then to Elazar, then Itamar. So you see, it first was Moshe, then Aharon, then Elazar, then Itamar. We go from the greatest, from the oldest, and then down. Ubeklala, but when it comes to curses and bad things, Maschilin Minakat, and then we always begin with the youngest or lowest. How do we know that? Betchila Niskala Nachash, Hashem first cursed the snake. Vacher Kach Niskala Niskala Chava, and then Chava, Vachar Kach Niskala Adam, and then Adam Harishon was cursed. So you see, then we're dealing with a curse or a bad thing, we begin with the Nachash, we begin with the lowest thing. So in our Mishnah, when it's describing when we put ashes on our heads, seemingly that's a bad thing, not something to be proud of. So first the whole nation should put on, and only then should the Av Beis Din and the Nasi, because we should go from lowest to greatest. Yet our Mishnah describes it as the Nasi and Av Beis Din, and then the people go, meaning greatest to lowest. So the Gemara answers, Ha Chashivusa. No, even putting ashes on their head is a matter of chashivus, of importance and greatness. Why? Lididhu, for them. Why? Da Amri Lihu, because the people will tell them, Atun Chashivisu Lumiboy Alan Rachmi Akuliyama. The people will say to the Nasi and Abbasin, you are so important that you daven for all of us. So therefore, we would put the ashes on the Nasi and Beis Avdin first, the Rosh Avdin first, because it was really a sign of their greatness, that since they're greater, they should be the ones who first daven for everyone else. Let's see Rashi on that. Hachi Garsin Gemara. This is the correct version of the Gemara. For Al-Gabe Hateva, it's actually just in the previous small piece of the Gemara, that the Brisa says you put ashes on the ark. Vlogasin and Afer Mikla, we don't, in the Brisa, it should not say burned ashes. Afer Srefa, right, because in the Brisa, Rav Nosson, only Rav Nosson adds on burned ashes, but the Tanakh doesn't say burned ashes. Rashi here just explains what the Gemara is going to explain a little later. Afer Srefa Adif, that again we prefer burned ashes. Mishum Afro Shel Yitzchak, because it's a reminder of the ashes of Yitzchak, meaning of what would have happened on the Akedah. Begedula, Rashi, mitzvah ba'alma, when we're talking about a mitzvah, shalola poranios, and we're not talking about something bad, so then we go greatest to lowest. Vayedaber Moshe el Aharon ve'el Elazar v'gomer, we go, again, goes down. So the Gemara answered, ha nami, this too, di'avinam barashayu, when we put on the heads, dinasi, v'avbesin, on the nasi and the avbesin, barashayu, we do them first, chashivusuhu, that shows how important they are. Because people will tell them atu chashivusu tfe, that you are more important to daven for us. So therefore, even by the ashes, we go from greatest to lowest. Let's keep going just a little bit further in the Gemara, skipping the parentheses, third line from the bottom. V'kol echad v'echad nosin barosh, so each person would put the ashes on his head. So the Gemara though points out that from the Mishnah it sounds like someone else would put the ashes on the Nasi and Avesin's head. They wouldn't do it themselves, but the regular people would do it themselves. So the Gemara says, each person would put on his own head. So the Gemara says, Nasi v'Avesin nami nishkalu inhu v'ninchu barashayu. So the Nasi and Avesin should also take themselves and put it themselves on their head. Maishna the shakal inish achrina. Why is it that someone else would take the ashes Umanachalu and put it on the Nasi in Av Basin's head? Rabbi Abba Dimin Kisri, Rabbi Abba from Kisri said, Eino Doma Mispayish Me Atmo Lemispayish Me Acherim, that it's not comparable someone who is embarrassed from himself to someone who is embarrassed due to others. That if someone else does it, it's even more degrading, and therefore that is what we want to do, because we want to show that we're completely repentant and want to do tshuva. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi in the previous Amud, the Shakal Inish Achrina, Dekani, because the Mishnah says, Vinosin al Gabi Ateva, they would place it on the ark, Va'al Rosh Nasi, and on the head of the Nasi. It sounds like they would, again, someone else would place it on the head of the Nasi. Demashma Ali De Acher, it sounds like someone else would do it. V'gabi Sharkol Adam, but by everyone else, by the regular people, Lotani Nosnin, it doesn't say that others would put it on everyone's head. Ela Kol Echav Echad Nosin Barosho, each person will put it on his own head. So we say, we want to be l'mispayish me'achirim, when you're embarrassed from others, di'ika agmas nefesh tfei, there's more pain, there's more sadness, more embarrassment, and that's why we have other people do it. U'mishum chashivusim heim mispayish me'achirim, since they are so important, these are the leaders, we want them to be embarrassed from others. Aval sharbenei adam, but the regular people, d'lo chashivi, that are not as important, l'mispayish b'nesinas achirim, we don't need them to be embarrassed through other people putting on ashes. Vasalyilhu bin Sinas Asman, it's enough that they put themselves on. So the point is that having someone else do it is even more embarrassing, and therefore at least the leaders, we want them to have this more extreme busha. Finishing up these last few lines of the Gemara, and then next Amud has Nayimud Aleph, Amar v'Yitzchak says, I'm sorry, right before that, Vehecha Manachlihu, where would they put these ashes? Where on their head? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak b'makom tefillin, they would put it towards the front of their head, the place where you would put your tefillin. Shneamar. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Lasum la'aveli tzion, la'seisahem pe'er tachas efer, that the Navi says Hashem will give to the mourners of Zion happiness, and the pasuk says he'll give them pe'er, glory or splendor, in place of efer, in place of ashes. And pe'er is a remez, a hint to tefillin. So the pasuk is saying that of tefillin in place of ashes, so you see the ashes had gone where the tefillin went, and therefore that's where you put the ashes. Let's see Rashi on that. Pe'er tachas efer, that the splendor should be in place of the ashes. Shema mina b'makom tefillin. So you see from here that the ashes went in the place of the tefillin. Dichsiv b'hu, as the pasuk says, in Yechezkel, Hashem tells Yechezkel not to mourn, and he tells him, Pe'er chachava shalacha, he says, make sure to wear your pe'er, because normally a mourner does not wear tefillin on the first day of Avelis. And Hashem says, wear your tefillin, so you see tefillin are referred to as pe'er, to the splendor and glory. Va'amrinan elu tefillin, the Gemara says this refers to tefillin. Mitargaminan, and also the unglis there, Nami also says, Totafscha havyan alach, you should wear your tefillin. So you see the pe'er means tefillin. V'heicha manichan tefillin, and where do we put tefillin? V'makam shemocho sheltinok rofeif, the halacha is in the front of the head, where the head of the tinok is still soft. And therefore, as we learn out from Yeshayahu and the Gemara, the place where the pe'er is, where the tefillin is, that is where they would put the ashes as a sign of mourning.